from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now I'm back on the crackhead diet.
Yeah, well, you can lose weight that way.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara, as training camp is underway.
Alrighty, this segment is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. And don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Steiny and Guru at the Hilton Santa Clara. First day of training camp for the San Francisco 49ers. And yes, there's some news percolating out of the stadium. And here's the long and short of it. Brandon Ayuk is here, but not practicing. They're calling it a hold-in. Trent Williams, in a contract-related issue, is not here. And Kyle Shanahan acknowledged it's contract-related, and Williams is holding out. He has no more guaranteed money left on his deal. We talked a little bit about Steph Curry, but I think we're going to stick mostly with the Niners this segment.
All right.
If you want to check out what Steph Curry said, he essentially told Mark Spears of Anscape that he definitely wants to retire a Warrior. They don't necessarily have to be championship contenders every single year. He said he acknowledges you can't win it every year, but he used the term bottom feeder. And he said, but I don't want to be hanging out if we're a bottom feeder team. He says he doesn't see that coming, but if it does, he didn't want to be a part of that. So,
Tony, I just had a thought. Is he the only one on the Olympic team that did make the playoffs? I believe so. You got Halliburton, Embiid.
There's going to be a lot of dead air if you give me time to think about it right now.
But I thought about it.
That's the beauty of the Xfinity mobile text line and the YouTube chat. Is Curry the only player on the Olympic team that didn't make the playoffs?
I believe so, Steiny. I believe so.
I want to get into more of the sound we have. And let's start out with Kyle Shanahan, and he was asked about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk and the fact that they've got contract issues that both sides are dealing with. Take a listen.
I mean, I think it goes this way more often with the roster like this, but I've been on other teams and I've seen a lot of things like this happen. I don't think we've had too many of them, but I think people deal with it around the league. I've seen a number of it throughout the years, and I've been on teams that have had to deal with it.
So that's Kyle Shanahan.
Everything just sounds normal, you know.
Today was a bad day. It was a good day for the fans. It was a good day for us. We're out here. But when I'm driving home, partner, I'm going to tell you, I think the Niners had a bad day, that the Ayuk situation was nationwide. The shows, national talk shows leading off with Ayuk, and then out of nowhere, 71 wants to get paid. I think it's a bad day for him.
And this is where, like, I do think... You know, we think it was out of nowhere.
Mm.
But the Niners knew that this was a possibility. At least that's what Kyle Shanahan said in his press conference. The one thing that I always wonder about, and I'm not saying there's nothing to see here, but this is what John Lynch and Shanahan get paid to do. This is their job. And you think this is the first holdout John Lynch had to deal with? You think this is the first tough decision this organization has had to make? I think they would tell you every year presents new challenges. And this year we got to deal with Ayuk, and I guess we got to deal with Trent Williams, and we'll see how they both go. But I mean, my feeling is this on this one. If and I'm sorry, but if the 49ers want Brandon Ayuk to play for $14 million, I would tell Trent Williams, you got a contract. Why do people say Brandon Ayuk should honor his contract? Why aren't we saying that about Trent Williams? He's set to make $21 million this year. Okay, it's not guaranteed.
Right.
So play, make your $21 million. Why aren't we saying the same thing about Trent that we're sometimes saying about Ayuk, do you think?
It's the double standard of value. And right now, Trent Williams, even at his age, Donnie, is better at his position, and the impact is far greater than Brandon Ayuk. And I hate to put it, but you know, come on, Donnie's like sales and the Jordan rules. When you are at the top of the food chain for your employer, you get perks. And Trent Williams if we find out this, that he wasn't going to be available Monday night against the Jets, that changes everything for the Niners offense. That's the gravity he has. And that's why he's basically like, Ayuk, hold my beer. I'll probably get something done way before you. Well, and I know that bothers you and it bothers me, but that's just the way it is.
It doesn't bother me at all. That's the 49er prerogative. If they decide that Williams is more important and they got to get something. I mean, look, Kyle Shanahan to me and John Lynch told you, McCaffrey's the most important player on our offense. That's why he was signed, sealed, and delivered in a snap of the finger. Now we'll find out what kind of juice Trent Williams has. We're finding out what kind of juice Brandon Ayuk may not have. But I think we're forgetting a key point, a very key point about Trent Williams. They have a guy who can replace him, and that's George Kittle. You can put George Kittle in his position.
That's the first one.
He's that good of a blocker.
We've been quiet today on the numbers. I'm going to give you a three.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, who the hell?
Move Kittle there.
I was thinking, who
problem
did they draft?
Solved.
What was his name? And you give me that. I
problem
love it.
Solved.
But I do want to say one thing about John Lynch.
Yeah.
He comes across, and I like him, but he comes across like we do it our way. We take care of our own. And I look at Debo. I look at the year he had. I look at the holdout with Bosa and the year he had for judging him against himself. We both can admit and look each other in the face that they were not, it wasn't their best day. So why would you not, quote unquote, have deadlines if you're Lynch and Shanny for the betterment of everybody and your team? Why would you even, one day could be too many. What you just said struck me, Stoney, like they knew this was coming, but if it's their job, why wasn't this taken care of?
Yeah, why is did this you ever now have a contract negotiation?
Yes.
Did you ever negotiate a salary? And you say something like, hey, I want $100,000. And they're like, tell you what, we'll give you 80. And then you say, no, I want 100. And they say, we'll give you 80.
Gotcha.
And then you say, I'll tell you what, I'll take 90. And they go, we'll give you 80. And you say, no, I want 90.
And
they say, no, we'll give you 80.
Who you been talking to?
And then you
to?
Say, I'll tell you what, I'll come in for 85. And they say, no, your offer is 80. And that's the bottom line. And that's the way they're looking at it. By the way, I got to shout out my main man, Chicago Jason. Yes, I stole the Kittle line from you, from the YouTube chat.
Oh, Stoddy, you got busted.
No, I borrowed
you
it from
him. You wouldn't have cited it, though. You said it like it was yours.
It wasn't mine. He said Kittle at left tackle week one. And
I went off.
It made me laugh. And so I always cite my sources.
Okay.
All right, Brock Purdy also spoke to the media today, and he's got we're going to play two things. One is on the difference this year and last year about coming into camp right now and feeling good. Take a listen.
You know, last year, a lot of it was, you know, rehabbing my arm and trying to get my arm healthy while trying to work out and stuff as well. So I feel like this year I actually had some time to, you know, work on my craft and my body and stuff. But, you know, I feel like it's really just like anybody else, too, in terms of off season right before camp starts. Everyone, you know, gets after it and tries to get in like the best shape as they can. So that's what I did. And, you know, I think for me moving forward, it's like, how can I maintain that strength and all that throughout the season? And cause it's a grind. I mean, we're going to be practicing, you know, 4 or 3 days in a row. So I got to just, you know, stay on it and feel good. But went down to Jacksonville. My guys got me right. And I'm excited. Probably a couple pounds heavier, but I think feeling good and not just trying to put on weight, but good weight, you know, that's right. And still being able to move around and be quick and things like that. Like, that's all part of my game. And I didn't want to just bulk up and try to gain as much weight as I can. Like, I was smart about it. So I still got to move and throw well.
That's Brock Purdy.
Do you think he gets enough credit for?
Yes. Yes.
It's embedded in my mind.
I think he does.
Guru, you worry too much, but I think one of my top worries was, how's Brock Purdy going to come back after that elbow got wrecked? And Stoney, not only did he come back, he came back and took the team to the Super Bowl. Just for a second, if people could step back and think about this dude's journey, it didn't go well for Clay, right? He got back, but he never was himself. And I know Brock's younger, but man, Stoney, dude came back, balled out, and now this was an offseason to where he could chill, work out, and not be stressed over, you know, his moneymaker, which was his right elbow.
Yeah, but he's now there's a new stress, apparently, and that's getting paid.
Yeah.
And I personally don't think, look, I'm sure it affects everybody in its own way, but I mean, I find it hard to believe that Brock Purdy's gonna succumb to the pressure of I want to get paid, and so therefore he has a bad season. I don't see it, Bob.
And you and I haven't played any NFL, unless you're keeping something from me, any NFL football. But I bring that up, Stoney, because you don't even have time to be thinking about other stuff out there, because guys are trying to take your head off, man. I believe.
All right, let's listen to more Brock Purdy. And Ken, I want to talk. I want the second one where Purdy talks about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. What does Purdy think about it? Take a listen.
It's first day of camp. You know, I know he's dealing with some contract stuff, but, you know, for me, you know, I got to go out there and lead the boys in the first day. You know, obviously this is a long process in terms of like camp, and we got time and all that. So, but for me, my mindset was go out, do my job today, and try to bring some energy to our offense, and that's where my focus was at.
Yeah, quick clarification. That was just about Trent Williams, not about Brandon Ayuk. So he was asked about Trent Williams not being there at the first day of camp. I think that's another thing. Nobody on that team's overly concerned right now about Trent Williams. And you know, we talked about this before. What did Trent Williams' teammates think about him holding out? I gotta believe they had an inkling.
Oh, no, that's interesting, but it's about the optics, right? There's nobody right here that can say when they do succumb and give Trent his money.
You think it's just a fait accompli?
Oh,
huh?
There's no doubt. But it's going to look bad from a Brandon Ayuk standpoint. It's going to look like he got jobbed or kicked to the side again. And technically, you could say that, but they're telling you, and anybody that knows football, McCaffrey and Trent Williams are more important than Ayuk. But Stoney,
they haven't said that yet about Trent Williams. They probably will. Okay, I agree with you. But
it's going to just look kind of like more foul than it actually is, because the guy's going to get his money and Brandon's sitting over here like, really?
Again, why wouldn't the Niners just say, hey, Trent, You're making $21 million this year. Honor your contract. It's the same thing. It's the same message we're trying to give to Brandon Ayuk. Well, I'm not Brandon Ayuk. I'm one of the greatest linemen of all time. Yeah, but you're getting up there. You know it and I know it. And you know what? You talked about retiring a couple years ago. Is your heart even in it? I don't know what the dialogue
is. I got your answer. They think they might not be able to win without 71 more than Ayuk. And that's why I think their attention was gotten this morning.
I think they're okay. Here, I'm going to flip this one on you. Kyle Shanahan said, "Oh yeah, we knew this was a possibility." Okay, so then why isn't it already done with Trent Williams if he's such a big priority?
That has me scratching my head.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either. 888-957-9570 is the number. There's our main man from DHL.
Yeah.
That's a great transport company. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Adrian Gutierrez, Steiny, it doesn't work that way. Which part?
Stand firm and say, Trent, you got a contract. Trent's laughing like, you can't win without me. Yeah. Not with that offensive line.
Okay.
Pay me.
Hey, 49ers, do as I say. When I say jump, 49ers go, how high? Trent Williams, once Trent Williams gets. Would you have players.
Would you apply that to McCaffrey when he got his little money and they took care of him?
Listen, all I'm saying
to his house.
Saying is we'll find out how much of a priority Trent Williams is. You know what I saw this offseason? McCaffrey was more of a priority than Trent Williams, because if they really saw this coming with Trent Williams and they thought he was more of a priority than McCaffrey, it would already be done.
Well, McCaffrey's job becomes 1 million times more difficult with no Trent Williams.
Exactly. All right, let me how about, I'm reading a text from my man Ken. We got the original cut about Shanahan saying, let's reset that, Ken. I got you. This is Kyle Shanahan talking about Trent Williams and the fact that Trent Williams is nowhere to be found as opposed to Ayuk, who is in the building. Take a listen.
Do you guys notice Trent wasn't out there today? So just before you have to ask, guys, in report, it's contract related. John's speaking with his representative. He's been doing it for a while. He'll continue to go, and when they work it out, I'll be pumped to see him.
There you go. So they are trying to work it out.
For a while. Yeah, just a matter of time.
I mean, what's the difference between Ayuk and between Trent Williams? Both have been theoretically negotiating, and neither signed. They want a camp.
What if my answer was value? Like, you're right with where it stands now, but one is going to come to a resolution.
We'll see. I'm just saying, of all the information, listen, I'm not saying they're not going to pay Trent Williams.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, that soundbite had more information.
Yeah.
John Lynch has been negotiating with Trent Williams' team. They haven't gotten anything done. That's a little bit surprising if he is so important that they need to get him in here for day one.
But
they might not need to get him in here for day one.
Let me lay this on you all. The fact that Trent is up there in age, you got to figure the one that, you know, presents the most problem or the most difficult between the two would be Brandon Ayuk, especially if they believe you're not worthy for the number you're asking. Trent is headed to the Hall of Fame and has still been an all-pro. It's just a matter of if, not when.
I mean, again, I'm not disagreeing with you, but right now, I don't know that Trent Williams is a higher priority than Brandon Ayuk. I would assume he is.
Yeah.
Most fans think he is. But the idea that, like you said, well, Trent Williams, he'll have a new contract by 4:30. Well, they've been working on it all summer.
Yeah, but
what's going on?
Well,
why do you think he's going to be signed by 4:30 today?
Because camp started, and now it becomes a spectacle, or whatever word you want to use, a circus. Now that everybody knows, the deadline, the middle deadline was the day of camp. Yeah, where's Trent? Oh, he's not out there. That's when it's not embarrassing, Stoney, but that's where it picks up steam, and then you want to say, they start off 1-3 is because they weren't ready.
ready and they had all that stuff going on. That's why I feel like the urgency is amped up.
I mean, I
now that it's day one of camp.
Yeah, I'm not, maybe. But I also think that day one of camp doesn't really mean a lot for the 49ers, at least as it relates to Trent Williams. I mean, I'm just more the idea that Trent Williams wants more money and an organization goes, oh, yeah, whatever you want, Trent, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you. And Brandon Ayuk wants more money, and they're like, yeah, now we got to play hardball. And I get Trent Williams is Trent Williams, but I just don't think the 49ers, and we could be talking about any player, like, they're not just going to acquiesce without giving it a lot of thought and looking at what a Trent Williams, you know, restructure looks like for other players down the line. I mean, I guarantee you that if Trent Williams wants more guaranteed money, that's got to affect Ayuk in some way. It's got to affect Purdy's contract in some way.
Yeah, no more than it did McCaffrey, partner.
Well, that, I mean, they, what if they budgeted for McCaffrey, but they didn't budget for Trent Williams?
I think that would be negligence on the Niners front, Lynch and company, if that's the case. You're going to pay the guy that chose to rock?
Why isn't he here day one when they've been negotiating all offseason?
It's taking time.
Okay. So that tells me they're not just caving and they're not just giving Trent Williams anything that he wants. And I think the reason is because they've got to figure out how to allocate the money, not just for this year, but for next year, knowing Purdy's coming up. And I think it's a lot more complicated than we think.
Because I sound like I'm just, it's slam dunk.
It may end up being. It may end up being. Let's go to, let's listen to a little more Brock Purdy, Ken, on how the team can keep its fire after losing the Super Bowl.
We've all just been there, dude. Like, we've tasted it. Obviously, the Super Bowl, it's a couple plays away from literally being Super Bowl champions. The year before that, NFC Championship, the year before that, NFC. So, like, we have guys in this locker room that taste it and they want it. And, you know, coming back, you know, it was a heartbreak, man, losing that Super Bowl and the way we did it, the overtime, all that. And how badly we want it for this fan base and this organization, man. Like, we want it. And, but coming back from like OTAs and then obviously now with camp, with having all the guys back, you know, just the way Fred's acting, George, Juice, like these guys that have been in the league for a while, man, they're back ready, like hungry. And I'm going to my year three, so I'm hungry, but I did the same thing. I walked in, I'm like, how are these guys gonna, you know, like seem or feel? And you can feel it, man. They're hungry for it and we're ready to do it for this organization and the fan base.
Well, that was a lot. He's in year three of puppies, Donnie, but he feels the urgency, and the coach is not running from it. We talked about Fred Warner on Willard and Dibbs talking about Super Bowl or bust, regardless if you're into that. But, hey, I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody this Niner run and regime under Lynch and Kyle has not been successful. It has. All you want them to do, and they've had the opportunities, Donnie, is just to get one and just, you know, put that cherry on top of a damn good project, not only being built but sustaining power throughout the NFL world. They've done all that except one box.
Exactly. Huh? Exactly. And
Joe Lacob was able to get four. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's another reality of the situation where I don't know how the 49ers are handling all this. Maybe they knew all this was coming down the road. But I mean, I gotta believe there's a part of Lynch and Shanahan, as these guys come out of the woodwork wanting money, why don't they have every right to say, win a Super Bowl, and then you'll all get paid?
I'm gonna use your word.
Is this good? Like, this clear, like, this is the thing. This is the incongruity. It's clearly not good enough to not win a Super Bowl. So why are we rewarding guys as if they have?
I'm going to use your word. It's more nuanced than that, though. Well, you can't blame just one player, but you got to be great and stellar at your job collectively just to get to the Super Bowl. And that they've done that, or damn near close in the NFL, NFC Championship games. I do wonder, now that you got me thinking, Goo, why is he not here? You tell me what you think, because we keep talking about Trent's age. You think they're throwing him a bone and making it look like, okay, you know, We're slow dancing with the contract, but he might not want to report to camp.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. But I guarantee you, he does want
that
a
money.
Restructure
oh, there's no
or
doubt.
Renegotiation.
There is no doubt about that.
And you know what? This ain't Oprah with the car keys.
Wow.
Sorry. Did we got go a salary there? Cap here we got to adhere to. And you know what else, Trent? Quit getting called for holding and being offside in big games.
He had a bad Super Bowl.
Cut it out.
He had a bad Super Bowl.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got the Too Short segment on the other side. And
oh, I got something.
And Guru's got to explain why he's wearing the shirt of a team that he despises. That he doesn't despise him. He's from the Bay Area. That's one of the things we'll find out. All right. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara, as training camp is underway.
All righty.
Yeah.
We are loving life here down in Santa Clara. The 49ers have completed their first practice, and Brandon Ayuk didn't practice, but he's here. Trent Williams didn't practice, and he's not here. Big deal or no, we've been batting that around. All afternoon, pretty much. Let me ask my producer, Ken, since we're on site, do we got Mike in Livermore? Let's take Mike in Livermore. Get Mikey. Him on here. What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
Good. What's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
Hey.
So, Steiny, I agree with you, man. This holding out business is getting too old, you know? He signed the contract. Honor the contract, okay? That's the way it should be. You know, if he wants to hold out, let him hold out, And like you said, he's up there in age. He played in the Super Bowl. He stunk in the Super Bowl. And now he's asking for more money? Man, I agree. Just let it go. And if you want to hold out, go ahead and hold out. You won't get paid. Thank you. Hey, I love your show, you guys.
Hey, love
Thanks,
you too,
Mike,
brother.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I get all the sentiment, but that's not reality. Trent Williams, my prediction is by Friday. I'm going Ice Cube. By Friday,
well, now that's
he'll
a change because you said by 4:30 today.
But Friday's still 4:30.
No, you said today at 4:30 because we've talked about this a lot. And
what?
And you're upfront about it. You'd be a terrible GM. You would pay everybody under the...
No.
No, you,
and why is the boss laughing at Tim Jordan?
Because he knows. Because he
knows. Laugh?
Although you would be my favorite GM if I played for you.
I'm stern.
Hey, Goo, you got an extra couple mil for me?
If you were worth it, I'd find it.
All right. Hey, Ken, I want to play the sound of Fred Warner, who was also asked about Trent Williams. This is Fred Warner, who's a pretty good player himself. What does he think about what's going on?
Of course. I mean, shoot, that's one of our best players, one of our leaders, but we understand the business side of it. This is our first rodeo. This is a curse and a blessing to have this many great players part of our team. And so, we'll get it figured out.
That was Fred Warner.
Yeah, that is a good
sign. All-pro linebacker.
When people got to get paid, that means, things are going good, Steiny.
Yeah, I wonder, and we'll never know this, but I wonder if there is a different feeling in that locker room between what Trent Williams' situation is and what Brandon Ayuk's situation is. Off the top of my head, I'm wondering if both players have the support of all their teammates or if...
But what's the rule we hear about it? You don't talk about.
But you don't talk about it.
Regardless, the next man's chicken.
Yeah, you don't talk about it, but it doesn't mean you don't have to feel a certain way about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they know Trent Williams is needed to win a Super Bowl, I don't think they're going candy bar on you guys. I don't think there's going to be too many snickering. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this dude's doing. Like, they know they need him. You're at the. Like, Steiny, what if he got hurt? I get you. He's under contract, Trent. No guaranteed money. They'll rip that thing up and he'll come back and get some.
That's football. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's got to be taken care of if you want to avoid these situations. And I think if you look around the league, this is the kind of stuff that goes on at a lot of places, and it's just, I don't know.
Great point about the CBA,
part of the
man.
Business. It's just, there's no way John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are surprised by any of this. They may be frustrated.
Right.
They may be annoyed, but I don't think there's any way they're surprised that this is the way things are going, probably with both guys. All right, go ahead.
What you mean?
You said you want to do a dress.
See, when you have something like yesterday's ridiculous shout out, we didn't know it. I build it up. Mm. Then I forgot I was going to do what I was going to do. And you're like, oh, man.
Well, I'm a radio professional. I know how to tease things.
No, my point is your partner, I am that, and you're just fuddy-duddy.
You're fat?
No.
What did you say?
I amped you up yesterday about, I was like, tell us, yeah, Ed McMahon.
By the way, before
And then you do mine, the one I'm about to do is like, oh, I'm going to get a shot from the doctor, but I don't want it to be that bad. But anyway, go ahead.
Real quick, before you get into
Take
what
your
you
time.
I don't like the setup here.
Why?
Because I haven't looked at you all show.
I kind of like it. I've been looking out, man.
I've been looking at the computer.
Like,
usually you're sitting across from me. We can make some eye contact.
Yeah.
You know when I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
You know when you make me laugh. But I feel like you're just beside
Me,
and we've had no connection. I apologize for that.
And I don't have to deal with my inner self asking, why is he looking at Evan? He's doing this. I'm over here. I don't have to battle that. But I got a PSA
quick. All
I got to read a text from my childhood friend Squirt. You look ridiculous in that jersey. Unless your boss, Mohegan, spelled it M-O-H-E-G-A-N, told you to wear it or forced you, you should take it off. He's a Raider fan. Pathetic. Let me tell you guys something. If I wrote a book about I'm coming out with a book. It's Die Hard. I am the spokesman for fans. I am a man of the people. I speak for the people. This beautiful red jersey was not free. A fan, because of what we do, bought the jersey, sent it to us. And because it's day one of a team from an area that I was born in, I don't hate the Niners. I respect and work for the Niners. That's how I feel. 49er Frankie, friends and family that want to see the Niners win. That's what makes me who I am. So for me to put on this jersey with Guru on the back, miss me about selling out. I am a definition of a diehard. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
What did you mean?
Guy, I thought, I appreciate it.
What did you mean? And don't default to your lie of I didn't say that. What do you mean exactly by I work for the 49ers?
I cover and watch the since the internet, the inception of the internet, you have a favorite team, but if you love ball, every team is your favorite team because the information is readily available. So we talk Niners, which I would be watching and talking if I worked at UPS. So my point is, Steiny, I watch the Niners just as much as I do my favorite team.
Okay.
But if we wanted to talk Eagles, I could talk Eagles because of the internet. So it's, you know, relax. I'm no,
No, again, I would just ask, what do you mean by I work for the 49ers?
Our job is to talk about the Niners, and I watch and scout. Like, because of my job.
So you got some freelance going on with the Niners?
No. Our job. We're basically covering the Niners. We do.
Well,
we work for the Warriors, too.
We don't. They don't sign our checks. They don't sign our checks.
That's a technicality, but
no,
we do.
That's more than a technicality.
We do, Steiny.
No, that's more than a technicality. But
you think I'm selling out with this since it was given to me?
Yeah.
Now, if I went and bought it, we would have call me in a room and talk to me. It was given.
Yeah, I've long come to terms with your
Like, you knew I wasn't turning in the pirate car.
Unexplainable
you
fandom.
You knew I wasn't turning in the pirate car.
Get your hand off my shoulder, please.
I wanted to squeeze it a little more. Oh, God.
No, I mean, look.
But that's where you're getting it wrong.
Yeah, I think one thing we know, and I've had to come to terms with it, even though it has been difficult, is, and it's just the way it is, the rules are different for you.
But
the rules are different. You can do things that the normal person can't do.
So okay.
It's a charisma.
Right, I got one thing.
It's a likability.
Right.
But
the fan that sent you the personalized Niner jersey, like
yes.
the one I have that says
yeah.
Guru,
right.
is there any fiber of your person that feels a little bad that you've never worn it publicly?
No, it's in my man cave.
No.
Hang it from the wall.
But what if you wore it today? You would be
all over. It's a little tight.
Okay,
it's a little tight on me, to tell
okay,
you the truth.
That's what, I still don't believe
and
you.
Is there anything worse than a tight shirt no. on a guy who's not
we heard our
in the greatest
coming
of
here,
shape?
The adjective she used on me. She meant to say tall. She goes, oh, you're big.
The who, our friend Heidi?
Yeah.
Who came to join us? Okay.
And the Higgin goes, she meant tall, goo. I'm like, yeah.
Nah, you know,
kind of hurt me a little bit. I've been making some gains.
No, nah, you're doing fine.
Well,
you're doing
gains,
fine.
But
all right, well, what do we got coming up? You know what we got coming up. We got
yeah.
Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. Looking
Willard,
forward to
was
talking
out
to
here.
Them.
Willard was out here.
That's right. That's right. Nobody talked about how hot it was out there. Maybe that's why Trent Williams doesn't want to be here. He's a sweater. Maybe he just says, you know what? I'm going to let it cool down a little before
might,
I show up.
You might be right.
All right. So what's coming up next is Willard and Dibs, and that segment was brought to you by Save Mart.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.